Ferry service in the Lynn Canal has not always been consistent, with gaps in the schedule at times leading to public protests. The schedule this winter shows a month-long gap starting in early January, then one boat a week throughout February, with regular service to resume in March. Sam Dapsovich, the public information officer for the Alaska Marine Highway System, says the organization plans to run the Tuzlina on a limited schedule. He also explains the reasons behind the gap.
There are gaps in service due to vessel overhauls, and this is a regular thing. It happens every year. Our vessels go out during the winter months for their overhauls and recertifications with the Coast Guard. Lakanti goes offline in January for a couple months for its overhaul, and we do intend to provide service with the MV Tuzlina. We just need to make sure that we have enough crew. A lot of times I've noticed that people ask the question, well, if the Lakanti is going into overhaul, why can't you just take the crew off the Lakanti and throw them on the Tuzlina and problem solved, right? But that's not exactly how it works. When a vessel goes into overhaul, its crew also goes into overhaul with it, and they're performing maintenance tasks. They're doing drills that are required by the Coast Guard. And there's all sorts of things that have to happen to get that vessel maintained and recertified. The crew has to get their certifications as well.
The Tuzlina requires 24 people on board to operate, and to have two crews in rotation, the Marine Highway has had to find 48 people. There has been a big hiring push, but it hasn't been easy.
There's actually a worldwide shortage of maritime workers right now, just like a lot of other industries. And one of the other difficulties is it does take some time to get someone on board. If you're hiring someone who hasn't worked in the maritime industry before, it can take up to about 4 months for them to get all their paperwork done.
The Marine Highway System has put in place a new program to gather public input. In response to comments, supplemental service to Prince William Sound was recently added, bringing the Tustamina on the Cordova to Valdez route, while the Aurora is out of service. You can reach that program through a link on our website. The program also tracks the levels of funding, crew availability, and fleet readiness.
We're just trying to get more information out to the public and be as transparent as possible with how we run the ferry system.
Because the Tuzlina is a day boat, its sailing schedule will provide slightly less service than the Lakanti. In our most recent communication, Dapsovich indicated that the Marine Highway intends to run the Tuzlina on a limited schedule during the service gap while the Lakanti is in overhaul. A press release with details will go out soon. Reporting from Haines, I'm Alan DePremenil.